Okay, we're on Lamed Aleph and Lamed Aleph at the top. Another Mishov Se Shabbos, Osir B'Yisrael, Osir B'Kusim. Person makes a neder, he's not going to have Hanoah from people who keep Shabbos. So he's Osir Yisrael and Kusim. This Mishnah holds that Kusim are Geri Emes, so they're Jews. And they keep Shabbos. Me'ochle Shum. People who eat Shum, Leil Shabbos. The meaning is the Takonis Ezra to eat Shum because it's Mar Bezerah, and that's the owner of Talmidei Chachomim on Leil Shabbos. So Osir B'Yisrael v'Osir B'Kusim, they also eat Shum on Leil Shabbos, Kusim, so it includes them. Me'ola Yerushalayim, from Me'ela Neder, not to have Hanoah, Me'ola Yerushalayim, Osir B'Yisrael, Mutar B'Kusim. The Kusim don't go to Yerushalayim, they go to Har Grizim. So therefore, they're not included. Rashi Meshov Se Shabbos Meosim Shemeshamrim Shabbos Also Bekusim Shehain Kemokain Meshamrim Shabbos Meochli Ashum Beleil Shabbos Also Beisrael the Israel Regidol Lechol Shum Mipnei Ona Shemekaim Meerav Shabbos Leerav Shabbos Umar Belohem Hazera Kedo Omra Shepirio Yitain Beito Eilu Talmidei Chachomim Hameshamrim Shemitosei Meerav Shabbos Leerav Shabbos Veoser Bekusim Shehain No Meochlim Shum Beleil Shabbos Umutar Bekusim She'ein Hein Einom Olim Yerushalayim El Har Grizim. Okay, my Shovse Shabbos. What does it mean? People who are Shovse Shabbos, Ilemim Mekayme Shabbos. People who observe Shabbos. My Irik Bekusim. I feel Ovdi Kochav Nami. Right. Even there are Goyim who also keep Shabbos. Right. They're not Mitzuvah in Shabbos, but they keep Shabbos. Right, the Seventh Day Adventist. So if he said what's it called Shov Se Shabbos, and there happened to be Goyim who keep Shabbos, he's also with them too. Ela mimitzuv mala Shabbos. What it means is the people who are chayiv to keep Shabbos. Yehachi ena seifa me'ol Yerushalayim asur b'Yisrael mutar b'kusim. Ol Yerushalayim he's mutar b'kusim. L'chora, if it means those that are chayiv to go to Yerushalayim kusim are also chayiv. Amai v'hametzuvim ninu. Those that are mitzuvah and do it. So Shov Se Shabbos, Kusim and Yisraelim are mitzuvah and they do it. Goyim may do it, but they're not mitzuvah. And Ol Yerushalayim, Kusim are mitzuvah, but they don't do it. So you have to have both. That's what the person means. V'osek, betarti bovika maisa, Yisrael v'kusim mitzuvim v'osim. The first two things, Shum and Shvisa Shabbos, both Kusim and Yisraelim are mitzuvim, and they do it. Ovdi kochavim, Ahuda Abde Osim Veina mitzuvim. Even the Goyim who keep Shabbos aren't mitzuvah to do it. But Ol Yerushalayim, Yisrael mitzuvim va'osim, Kusim mitzuvim veinam osim. And by Ol Yerushalayim, Jews are mitzuvah and they do it, and Kusim are mitzuvah, but they don't do it. So they're not included either. Okay. Gemara Rashi, Afilo Ol Dikochav Nami, Im Mishamrim Shabbos, Yosher Bohem. If there are Goyim who keep Shabbos, should be Yosher them too. It shouldn't be a blanket thing that it doesn't include Goyim. Elamai Shov Se Shabbos, Olsen De Mitzuvim Al Shabbos. Dehainu Yisrael the Kusim, He Mitzuvim Al Shabbos, Neisha Hem Gerim. The Kusim are Gerim. Afilo Ol Dikochav Nami, Mishamrim Shabbos, He Mitzuvim. If they keep Shabbos, but they're still not Mitzuvah. Umutar Bekusim, Ba'amai, HaMetzuvah Minu, Nomi Laos Yerushalayim. So if that's the case, you're going after the ones who are Metzuvah, then by O Yerushalayim, the Kusim are also Metzuvah. Elam Rabbi, Amai Mishov Se Shabbos, Metzuvah V'Osek Toni. Two conditions. They're Metzuvah and they do it. Betarti Bovi Kamaisa B'Shabbos V'Shum, Yisrael V'Kusim Metzuvah V'Osek V'Osek V'Hem. V'Ovdi Kochov Avdei Aval Eina Metzuvah L'Tichach Mutar. Bahach the Ola Yerushalayim Yisrael Mitzum Va'osin Kusim Mitzum Ve'enim Osin Lachi Mutar Bahem. Okay. Konim She'eni Nehen Levnei Noach. Person makes a neder, he's not going to have any Hanoah from Bnei Noach. So Mutar B'Yisrael Va'osir Baltikochavim. He's Mutar to have Hanoah from Jews but not from Goyim. Even though we also come from Noach. But the Maisha, we're not called Bnei Noach, we're called Bnei Avram. The Yisrael Minofik Nichlal Bnei Noach, the Gemara says, we're also Bnei Noach. Even the Ik the Shavram Iskru Al Shemei. No, we're called Bnei Avram. There's a big shaila bichlal in the poskim. What a Jew is. Is a Jew a Ben Noach plus? Or he's completely a different thing. From this mashma that he's completely a different thing. There's not a Ben Noach plus extra mitzvahs, but he's bechlal not a Ben Noach at all, completely out of the parasha. And our yichus starts from Avram Avinu, not from Noach. Rashi, she'eni nehenem b'nei Noach, shelo yehenem mikol b'nei Noach, shekol ha'olam yotzim b'nei Noach. Everybody came from Noach. So the chorah Jews should be included. They're not. Given the Iktish Avram, bechelko shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, iskru Yisrael al shmei d'Avram v'lo al shem b'nei Noach. So there's a shy like this. So does it mean that that's the way people speak? And B'nai Noach referred to Goyim, and Jews aren't called B'nai Noach. But Lamaisa, they are included in B'nai Noach, just they're B'nai Noach plus. Or no, Bechlal, they're not B'nai Noach. It's not just how people refer to it. It's Bechlal, not Yidden are not B'nai Noach. Bechlal. They're different Metzias, not Ben Noach plus. Okay. Mishnah. Sheini Nehen Lezer Avram. Also be Israel, the Mutabo Dikochovim. Right? If he makes a neder not to have Hanof and Zer Avram, that only includes Jews, and Goyim are not Zer Avram. Shemar says, Voiko Yishmael, Yishmael Zer Avram, and he's a Goy. So how about those Goyim? Ki be Yitzchok Yikorle Chazorah. No, Yishmael was not considered Zer Avram. Only Yitzchok is considered Zer Avram. I Voiko Esav, right? The Esav is also Zer Avram. Be Yitzchok, below Kol Yitzchok. Only some of Yitzchok, and not all of Yitzchak. That's why in Rosh Hashanah, and it says what's with the Akedas Yitzchak, Lizaro Shel Yaakov, and some Achzorim has in parentheses, Hayom Tiskor, in order that not Lizaro, because Zaro includes Esav and Yaakov. So we want to make sure that Esav doesn't get included in that. So they say Lizaro Shel Yaakov. The Mishnah says not to say it, and it's in parentheses, because only Zaro Shel Yitzchak is only Yaakov. Esau is not considered Zaro, ki bi Yitzchak Yikori, but not called Yitzchak. So Esau is not called Zaro Shal Yitzchak. So you don't have to say Lazaro Shal Yaakov. Lazaro is enough. And Zaro only includes Yaakov. Rashi, Sheinin Hem Yisrael, Vaha Iko Eko Yishmael, Dezer Avram Hu, Vahu Min Ha'udik Ochavim, Yikori Lechazaro, Boso Zera Kanadar. Right, and even though it says here Yishmael's Odei Kochavim, that was before Islam. But the Yishmaelim, if they're really Yishmaelim, who are Islam, are not Odei Kochavim, they're just Goyim, but they're not Odei Kochavim. Yikor lechazora, boso zera kenoder. The lo kol Yitzchak, the Esav, eno nikra zera Yitzchak. Lahachimot ebro Odei Kochavim. Even Esav and Yishmael. Okay. She'eni Nehenem Yisrael. A person makes a neder, he's not going to have a hanor from any Jew. So how does he do business with Jews? So lo keach bi yoser. So if he buys something, he has to pay extra. So he's not getting hanor from the seller. The hanor is completely for the seller. He pays extra. Umocher bepachos. And if he sells something to a Jew, he sells it at a loss. So he's not benefiting from the buyer. She Yisrael Nehenin Li, if he made a nether, then no Jew could have Hanor from him. So Lokeach Bepachos, so he buys at a loss to the seller, and the Gemara is going to ask who's going to sell him anything. Umocher Beyoser, and he sells extra, what's it called, so therefore the person who's buying or selling doesn't get any hanor from him. The ain shomim lo, right, but nobody's going to listen to him, right, nobody's going to do this, right, it's very nice that he made such a nether, but who's going to sell him anything, if they have to sell it at a loss, and buy it for extra money. She'eni nehenu lohen, v'hein lo yehenu li, yehenu le'avdi l'chodn. If he made a neder, I should have any hanor from Yidden, and Yidden should have any hanor from me, then he should deal with Goyim. He can't do any business with Jews, because inevitably somebody's going to be getting hanor from somebody, and they're both awesome. Rashi, Sheini Nehenem Yisrael, Lokeach Mehem B'Yeser, Mochelem B'Pachas, Kolomer B'Zol, V'Nim Tzesheino Nehenem Mehem. Right? Either he sells cheap or buys cheap, so he doesn't get any hanor from the sale. Shisrael lo yu nehenem imenu, mocher lohem biyoker, dahashtei nehenem imenu. But if he made a neder, then nobody should have hanor from him, then the opposite. They ain't shomin lo. Shelo yimtzo adam shesh shomeya lo bedover zeh. Nobody's going to listen to him. He says, listen, I made a neder that you shouldn't have any hanah from me. So if I'm selling you something, I'm going to sell it to you for, I'm going to overcharge you. And if I buy it from you, I'm going to underpay you. So the guy said, very nice. Go find somebody else to do your business with. Shebishvil nidro mocher lo bezov yikach men biyoker. Nobody's, because of his neder, going to agree to lose out. She's a hard to have a hard time convincing people to do business with him. Omar Shmuel, halokeach kli min ha'umen. A person takes a kli to inspect from an umen. Once it's inspected, to see if he wants to buy it. Levakro, the nanas biyado, and an onus happens and breaks. Right? What's it called? Gets struck by lightning. So chayev, he's chayev to pay for it. Why? Al mekesover hanos lokeachi, because lemaisa. But the fact that I took it to look at it means that I'm the one who's getting hanoah. I'm interested. So that's my hanoah. So therefore I become like a shoel. Even though Rashi says a socher, no se socher, but it can't mean that because no se socher is potter and onsen. It means a shoel. I become like a shoel. I'm borrowing it to check it out and it's my hanoah. I'm the one who's gaining from it because if I want to buy it, right, it's my benefit. Right, Alma Kesover Hanos Lokeachi. Okay, let's see Rashi. Halokeach Klimi Beso Umen, Levakro. Im Yotha Yitin Lodoma, Vim Lav Yarshi Yarzulo. I want to check it out. If it fits my needs, I'm going to pay for it and buy it. And if it doesn't, I'll return it. Yarzulo Kalev. Kamo Klis Chuchis. Right, you get something on a 30-day free trial. And then an onus happens. So, according to this, you're chayef to pay for it. Right, because you're a shoel. The nanas biyado shenishber got broken. Chayv lokeach l'shalem lo. Al mahanos lokeachi. The hanol lokeach b'mikro yosem mishal mocher. Who benefits from a sale? The buyer. He's the one who has the major benefit. Hilke chayv the gomeru makni nafshi b'hi hanos minichu levakro. Since you let me have a free trial, right, I accept to be like a shoel on it. V'havei kenosi socher. Again, it has to be a shoel. Can't be a nosi socher. Or mechayev ba'onsin, chayev anonis. Our mission says snan. So we're going to ask on that. So you see over here that when somebody buys something, right, and somebody sells something, the ikar hanoah is on the buyer. Snan sheini nehena miYisrael. Person made a nether not to have any hanoah from Jews. Mocher bepachos, right? He has to sell at a loss. Avoshova b'shova lo, but if he sells the, what's it called, equal, not at a loss and not at a gain, so who's benefiting, right? He can't do that. So mashma, that the mocher, I won't have any hanoah from Israel, and he sells equal, not at a loss and not at a gain, he, what's it called, he's considered the benefactor, the seller, not the buyer. And from this halacha of the free trial, the buyer is the benefactor, not the seller. Zemora says, the ihanos lokeachi, if in a normal sale, the one who benefits most is the buyer, then afilu shova b'shova. Then, since the buyer is the nehena, and the one who's osur is the seller, so he should be able to sell it for equal amount, not for more, a loss, not for a gain. Zemora says, masnisim bezvina derome alape. No, it's talking about our Mishnah is talking in a case where in modern Hebrew is a thing like that. It's ala panim, right? It means that it's the guy can't get rid of this thing. The sale is what's it called? He's just happy to get rid of it. In that kind of case, right? Then the buyer benefits, but in a normal sale, it's the seller benefits. In a normal sale, the buyer benefits. Mara says, Im kein reim a reisha. Look at the reisha. Lokeach bi yoser, right? L'chor the reisha in the case, the opposite case, where the person made an isra on himself, he has to buy extra, right? What's it called? And l'chor why? He could do it shava b'shava. Ema seifa, v'od ema seifa, she Yisrael nehenin li. If he made a nether that Jews can't have a hanoah from me, lokeach b'pachos, u'mocher bi yoser. He can buy at a loss and sell at extra, so then they're not what's it called, they're not having hanoah from him. The ibis vina derome alapi, it's talking about a case where you're dying to get rid of this thing, right? Afilu shava b'shava. Then the person, the buyer's not having hanah. It's the mocher is getting hanah, getting rid of the chayfetz in that kind of situation. So Mara says seifa b'zmina the harifa. Now the seifa is talking about a different case. It's talking just the opposite, where it's something that the buyer wants very much, right? It's a really hot item. So there, the seller is not the main benefactor. The buyer is the main benefactor. Rashi. Avo b'shava b'shava eino yochel limkor. If normally, in a sale, right, the main one is the buyer, then why shouldn't you be able to sell it at equal? Because you're not benefiting, you're the mocher. It's not your benefit, it's his benefit. The Mishnah says you can't sell even equal value. Bizdina de Romi Alapi. Iska Bisha. It's a bad thing. You can't get rid of it. The lo kofit solezvine. Nobody wants to buy it. So you're happy to get rid of it. So even Shava Bishava, it's the Hanah of the Mocher. The Domalo Kamisha Munachas Alponov. It's like he can't get rid of it. He's stuck with it. The Akshav Kishimokra Shava Bishava Hanas Mocheri. The lo Hanas Lokea. But that's a special case. Hilgach mocher b'pachos of a shav b'shav alo. That's why he can't even sell it for its equal value. He has to sell it for a loss. Emoresha that he lokeach b'yoser the daikina minoa hachinami av a shav b'shav alo. Look at the resha. Resha says you have to sell extra, so the other guy doesn't get a benefit, but not equal. Mashma lo ain't a lokeach al mahanos lokeach ave. That the main benefactor of a sale is the buyer. Because if the main benefactor is the seller, then the buyer is not being nehenna from you. So you could sell them even equal. And beyond that, look at the seifa. If it's talking about a sale that the guy can't get rid of it, so he's happy to get rid of it, then look at the seifa. I make a neder, no one should have hanah from me. Kolomer shlo Yisrael nehen and li mimeni lokeach b'pachos, so they have to buy at a loss, and you sell it at a gain. But not equal. The ibis dina derame alapin. If it's talking about a case where the seller is trying to get rid of it, right? Afilu shava b'shava. Then the whole hanoa is the mocher in that situation. Then you should be able to sell it equal value too. And the other guy's not getting the hanoa. You're getting the hanoa because you're selling it. The seif is talking about a different case. It's talking about a case where not that the mocher wants to get rid of it, but that anybody wants to buy it. So whoever sells it to, it's his benefit. Everybody wants to buy it. Then it's the hanoah of the lokeach. The lo hanoah mocher. Hilkach mocher biyokro. Somebody says that's the case. Afilu shava b'shava. Nami, yehi lokeach hamadir, to hanas lokeachi, velo hanas mocher, velo yehach nehenim. If that's the case, then you should be able to sell it even equal value, right? And he's not getting hanoa, because anybody will buy this. It's the hanoa of the lokeach, not of the mocher. Ella, Ella masnisim bezvina mitzah. Right, the Mishnah is talking about a mechira where neither the mocher or the lokeach are at any advantage. So therefore, shava b'shava is what's it called, the lokeach's benefit, and Shmuel is talking in a case where it's something that people will buy up. That's when it's hanos lokeach. That's when the buyer is the main benefactor, and therefore if he takes it on a free trial, he becomes like a shoel. Rashi, masnisa mezina mitzah, de lo havi zvina harifa, velo zvina deram yalapeh. It's a normal, average case. Leticha shove shove lo. The zimin have anos mocher. The zimin have anos lokeach. Sometimes the mocher benefits. Sometimes the lokeach benefits. Therefore, you can't do it equally. He has to be, if it's not to the mocher's benefit, he has to sell it as a loss. If it's not to the lokeach's benefit, he has to, what's it called, sell it at a gain. But equal not. The Shmuel, the Amrachayim, Shmuel says that it's always the buyer's, what's it called, benefit. It's talking b'zvina charifa, the vade have anos lokeach, where something that everybody's trying to grab up, so there, for sure, the buyer is the one who benefits. Because over there, he's a shoel, because his hanoah to be able to have the free trial.